Hello. So to start off, in the not so sleepy town of Tabanry, it has become a refuge for a lot of different characters from a lot of different towns, including six heroes that all start there. Some of them live there and have built lives, like Galen with his grocery store with his wife. Hemlock has been a visitor that's come in. Jericho is another one of those kind of recent entries, as well as Dash, who found his way through Jericho. Yannick and Agiri are both champion and acolyte of the Temple of Karahel, and found their way into Tabanry and worked together as a group to keep the place healthy, to keep it pure and keep it well going. Well, we have been sent out on a couple of different missions occasionally to find whether it be a missing idol that was stolen, or whether it would be to make sure that we're recovering some scrolls from some ne'er-do-well wizards. We were a part of that in helping things get back to space. While we were there, both Yannick and Agiri received a message from the Temple of Karahel asking that they rebuild a larger temple in Karahel, taking over the Renarian Brotherhood, or the old temple that was there. So we approached the mayor in order to do so, and he decided to make a deal with us. Part of that deal was that we would continue the building of the construction of the wall. Not because that we were construction workers, but because construction had been delayed. And there had been a couple of major causes of that. Not just because there's unrest within the city, but also because they've been missing some vital ingredients. Some major stones that are supposed to be super protective and magical to help protect all of Tabanry. We found out they were called projection stones. And when we went down to the construction site and spoke with Tynor, the foreman that was there, he teamed us up with Merrill, who was one of the city councilors. City councilman that wanted to make sure the construction was going underway. The reason we were there was because that was the deal that we struck. If the mayor said that we could get construction back underway and get that ready to go, we would be able to be gifted that temple, the old broken down Renarian Brotherhood temple, and be able to turn it into a Temple of Karahel. So we agreed, and we worked with Merrill, we worked with Tynor, and we head out and started going towards the mines to see if we could recover these projection stones that never made their way back up into town. On our way south through Tabanry, crossing over bridges and fields and taking a couple of days to get down there, we find that there was an overturned wagon. Not just an overturned wagon, but it seems like the wagon of the mining group that was bringing the projection stones back. But it wasn't just overturned, it was attacked. We found that the occupants of the wagon were killed by none other than owlbears. Owlbears are not native to South Tabanry, and certainly not plains creatures, so it was a very odd anomaly dealing with them being out there. But in addition to that, there was a demon named Glob, who was watching us from the shadows and came out and was slain. We were able to take care of him, but that was an odd encounter all its own. And it got Jericho's hackles up, because if we are starting to encounter demons and these projection stones are supposed to protect us from great monsters, maybe they're bringing them on and they're carrying them in. When we dispatched the owlbears as well as the demon, we went through the wagon and found that the projection stones were there. Fantastic! But it wasn't all of them. We had five, we needed six. So we needed to continue on to the mine to grab the other ones that were out there. And we did. Merrill came along. We made it down to the mines of Dinner, found him in there, basically alone at this point. Anyone that he had worked with before, including the other wizard that had helped him find the magical stones, was missing, was gone. He was discovering that it was far too painful and way too dangerous to continue the mining production. He was mostly just waiting for a ride out. And so he wanted to get paid, wanted to be done. And even though he told us where the projection stones would be, he's not going in to get them. So we did. And we started venturing down deep into the mine through a lot of poop and other things to get that second stone and that last one that we need. We found out there were two in there, actually, not just the sixth, but a seventh one as well. Yannick led the charge the whole way through and did his best to make sure that everyone was not only alive, but productive. And nearly everyone left the mine alive and productive, with the exception of Yannick, who was very, very unconscious. But at the last possible second, Jericho and Dash did manage to get not just the sixth, but the seventh stone as well. They decided to hide that from the group because it didn't seem like it was a good choice. And in all fairness, Dash had a bet going on with Meryl that if he could give him the seventh stone, that he would be paid a whole lot of gold, which he had other ideas and uses for. Waking up in the morning, conscious again, Yannick wants to go back down into the mine to get the seventh stone that he didn't know that was received, because it was determined that we had to get all of them out of there. He believes that it was the utmost urgency for the safety of everyone in Tabanri, as well as the world of Varen. So Dash surreptitiously snuck the seventh stone into his bed, none the wiser. Doesn't matter who did it or how it was done. The entire group kind of had some major trust issues after that, and really kind of a talking to everybody to make sure that we all don't keep secrets from each other. We started heading back up, and on the way back with all seven stones now, we were encountered and stopped by another creature of the dark. We assumed it was a demon by calling himself Avarice. After dispatching him rather quickly, though, we discovered that it was probably just a human. But a human that worked for who he claimed was his lord, Lord Vestrath the Uninvited. And he had emblazoned on him an H, kind of like a brand that was put into him that was there. It didn't seem to have the same name attached, but the mark was definitely there. And we started listening for that name as we went. We eventually did get into Tabanri with the seven stones, which got the construction back up, which got everyone celebrating, made Jericho the hero of the day. And we were successful. We did it. Everything was done. So now we're on our way back to the mayor to let him know the good news. On our way there, unfortunately, we didn't get a hold of the mayor because we ran into a cleric that we had met before, a cleric from the Temple of Solene. He didn't seem like too big of a deal at the time. I would have called him an NPC, as it were. But it turns out that the reason that this cleric of Solene was in town was to make a deal with the mayor to get a temple that used to belong to the Renarian Brotherhood. And now, according to what we have just been told, the mayor backed out of his deal with us, despite the fact that we got our projection stones, and sold that temple to the Church of Solene, who's now going to start building it up on his own. Yannick wasn't having it. He'd worked really hard for this deal that he'd been trying to get through, so wanted to go up to the mayor, could not get through to the mayor at all. It was his own private time, and so we had to wait until the following day. As part of his plan, by the way, Yannick decided to take the stones back, because that was our side of the agreement, and if he wasn't going to honor his, we shouldn't have to honor ours. Thinking about it, on the way through and in the conversation with Tynor about exactly how many people we would be affecting by taking all the stones away, Tynor agreed to give us one stone. It still wouldn't delay the construction for the next couple of weeks, maybe even a couple of months, but it wouldn't be able to be completed without that last stone. And that way he would be kind of a partner with us and still give us some leverage to have a conversation with the mayor. With that one stone in hand, we all decided to rest for the night. Finally, get ourselves comfortable, calm down, maybe get to level 3. But this was not a restful night for anybody. Dash was visited by a stranger in the middle of the night, someone crawling in through the windows, another Yosoki, in fact, named Pendy. Pendy informed Dash that there were two other Yosoki that had ventured off somewhere, trying to find something that was going to help them, but they were getting in trouble, both Styx and Blip. They were trying to sneak in through the town, in fact, and through the sewers. Blip got away, but not before being very, very injured when Styx was captured. Unfortunately, Blip died. And that's where Pendy got the information that Styx is still out there and Blip is gone, but maybe we can rescue Styx. That's pretty much all that Dash needed to hear. And Dash immediately roused Jericho, who he was staying with, and they ran out to find Hemlock, who would get them to the sewers. While they were out doing that, Yannick was being tormented by nightmares. Some horrible dreams of being attacked with a giant flaming sword and a foreboding feeling that there's something outside waiting for him even at this moment. So he roused Agiri and rushed out of the temple, trying to do what he can to find out what this threat was and get the whole crew together. He eventually followed tracing and tracking steps and asking some people, caught up with the rest of the group, and all of us ventured into the sewer together. Hemlock kind of led the way, because Hemlock can lead the way and knows a lot of things, found out that there was a human guard blocking the way down there, kind of covering up what looked like a underground prison. We could definitely hear sounds of someone behind bars and rattling a can back and forth. When Hemlock snuck up and then confronted this human guard, the guard managed to kill himself on his own knife accidentally that someone else was holding. We didn't get a lot out of him, except for the fact that he was wearing a patch that had the same H that we saw that Avarice had, that Lord Vestreth number. As we went further in, we found that there were a couple of other guards that were in there, and a big fight ensued. But more importantly, there was a prisoner that they had been holding there that they were threatening. It was one of the toadies that was having an issue, a half-elf that was a part of the barge. Named was Avilia. And Avilia was being threatened not just by the guards, but by a pink mass that was floating in the sky that, in the middle of the fight, erupted into Glob. Glob! Glob, the same demon that we fought and encountered in the field and thought that we had killed. He came back again, which tells us that there are things that are connected here. But Styx was not the prisoner, so Dash wants to continue to adventure in to find out where Styx is and see if we can bring him to safety. And while Hemlock was doing the heroic thing and helping Avilia escape and get out of the sewers, he gets shot by a gun when he is the only gunslinger that we know of in the entire world. And that is where we left off. So from there, let's continue